Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This, COVID-19 2021 edition. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Yes, that Kevin Pollak. Is that? Well, if you watch Shark Tank like I do, then you know all about a little item coming soon called Pizza Cupcake. And you are as excited as I am. I'll tell you this, it's already available, and Jamie and I love them, Pizza Cupcake. But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? No particular order. Say hey to Craig Kukowski. Cacao. How many weddings have you been to in the last 5 years, and did you enjoy any of them?
I honestly think it's close to zero in enjoyment. I can only remember one. I think I went to one, and it was fun. It was outdoors, and we camped out afterwards, and I don't camp, and I don't recommend it. I don't want to do it again, but for as a one-time thing, yeah. I think one wedding every 5 years is a pretty good pace, because generally I do not enjoy them.
And one camping period is a pretty good pace?
Yeah.
Is what I'm sensing. Well, camping like with tents and sleeping bags?
Yeah, yeah, the whole thing. Like outdoors.
Yeah, yeah.
And like laying on the ground.
You don't want to pitch that tent indoors. It's just not good.
No.
And thank you for that. And now Chris Alvarado. Papa, please preach. What is your ice cream go-to, and has it changed in the last 3 years? Yeah, that's right.
That's a complicated question. I'd rather talk about those pizza cupcakes.
Yes.
Dude, I saw that episode, and, you know, there's, you know, you watch, Shark Tank is great, and every now and then one product fucking speaks to you, to your insides, right?
Yeah.
That product did that for me.
But let me just tell you,
Are they great?
You'll soon have a box coming your way. Oh, I will send you. I will absolutely send you a fucking box.
Jesus. Yeah. Coming
Relax, Joey. Give me this. Just give me this time, okay?
Are they savory cupcakes?
Okay, Craig. Just come on.
It is a. It is a cupcake that tastes exactly like a pizza, and it's the only frozen to heat and eat food that Jamie gives a giant thumbs up. She thinks all sort of frozen pizza turns out.
You know. You got to tell James this because he made pizza with cinnamon bread before.
He fucking did. Well, first I'll have Chris review, and then we'll drive James slowly insane. Hey, there's Atul Singh, everybody.
Yay.
Atuliu, if given the opportunity, would you take a seat on a mission to the moon?
No. No, not at all. I'll stay here. Yeah. No. They're not. That's an experiment. Mm. Uh-huh. No. Amen, if they're asking me to be there, that means something went wrong. All right. They're not trying to send the best and the brightest. They're like, let's try this, and then we'll send some billionaires up. Why aren't the billionaires going? Kevin, you got to ask questions. All right. Why is Spectrum calling me when I don't have Spectrum? You know, ask questions.
Yeah, they were just texting me, but yes, it's a legitimate question. I wish the bot would have called. That would have been awesome. What the hell? It's Caroline Carter, Smarter Carter. Favorite brand of peanut butter and favorite thing to do with it?
I'm not cuckoo for any kind of nut butter, but I'll go with the one I have in my fridge. It's a Trader Joe's.
Sure.
And listen, here's the thing I really don't like. I understand why people like it. Natural peanut butter. There's too much freaking oil in it.
I agree.
But I don't want the sugar from regular kind.
Sure.
So
do you store it upside down?
Okay. Listen, I done that and you know, I got oil over everything. Yes, the lid wasn't screwed 100% in between when I put it back, but it has fucking wrecked my cabinets. And I just moved in here like a couple months ago and I had to clean everything and it's fucking wrecked.
Wait, did you say you put your peanut butter in the fridge too?
Sometimes it's in the fridge. I don't know if I said that, but sometimes I do both.
I'm a fridge guy.
And what do I cook with it? You know what's good is I make a little peanut butter.
What do you awesome. Cook with it?
I don't think that was a question.
No, it was what do you do with it, but we'll take you cook with it.
Eggs, perhaps?
Screaming yeah. That question.
I like to cook some eggs with my peanut butter.
That'd be a fuck yes. And last but get fucked if you think I'm least, it's Joey Gee. Greer, the Tingler. When's the ship coming?
Is that my nickname?
Yeah.
The Tingler?
Yeah.
I'm into it. When is the ship coming? Is that what you asked?
Yes, sir.
You keep asking questions?
Can I?
No.
As a follow-up?
the ship ain't coming. We're stuck here. So strap in and get used to it, all right? This is who we got.
Oh, is it?
Uh-huh.
All right, let's do a damn show. All of our scene suggestions are gathered from your listener emails or from our Patreon VIPs. To become a patron supporter of the show and enjoy exclusive content and other perks, such as a now recording a video of what we're doing, just head on over to the patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion via email, yeah, we're taking those. I'm reading them, and I'm writing them down. Please write to the podcast at your name here at alchemythis.com. That's your name here at wow, that was almost like I was in church. Scene one comes from patron VIP John Bander, who simply wrote a scene idea going on vacation to a natural disaster. Is the car ready? Is it loaded? Can we
yes,
go?
Yes.
Can
yes,
we go?
Yes. Yes.
Where are the kids? Where are the kids?
I can't find my switch.
Can't find my blade.
They're looking for their switch and their blade. I asked you to help them, but instead you're outside pestering
a smoke.
Me.
Yes, having a smoke. That's what I do before we go on a long drive.
That's right. Can you just do it and blow it into my face? I like that. Thank you.
Yeah, you
can't
bet.
Can't find my switch.
Honey, did you look in the dock?
Can't find my blade.
Did you look in the knife cabinet?
Okay, calling them one honey and not the other one, I don't think that's helpful.
Well, one is my least favorite, and I'm good. Sure. You want me to lie to my children?
about that.
Found it.
Okay, get in here.
I can't find my sweat.
Baby, honey, sweetie, it's in the dock, sweetie.
Found my blade.
Okay. Get in the...
Hello, Parkinson's. Where are you headed?
Hey, Jim. We are driving across country.
All the way?
That's right.
Well, we're gonna start here in Chicago. We're gonna
I know make where it, we live.
Yep. We're gonna
Are you okay, honey?
I don't know.
He didn't finish his cigarette before you asked that question. So I think you caught him a little off guard.
Yep. A little off guard and a little in guard, if you know what I'm saying, Jim. We're gonna head west to
Hi, Mr. Tsunami.
California.
I mean hi, Mr. Dearborn. We're going
Tommy,
go
you
see.
Got this. You got this.
We're going to a tsunami.
That's it.
Are you going to see that tsunami on the West Coast?
Yeah. Yeah, we're headed right to it.
Oh, that's wiped out. It's a big part of California.
Yes. That's the good news. We bought some property in Nevada and Arizona.
Okay, well, the odds of that tsunami still being going by the time you get there...
Well, that's
is that
why,
a thing, Tommy? Tommy, is that a thing to being going?
Honey, you know it's being going. And you know this is why I said we should have been going yesterday when we had would have a better chance of catching the tsunami after checking in both of our properties.
Jim, this is all before we get in the car.
Mr. Mayor, we just want to talk to you because we got the billboards that say the tsunami's here, but technically it's over. This tourism campaign is...
Well, we put a lot of money into it. Let's keep it going.
Sure, Mr. Mayor. I just want to say that, 32,000 are injured. And and I know you want to get the economy going. You always say, number one, get the economy going. But is this, your wife and children are in the hospital.
And? We put a lot of money into this tourism ad. People need to see it. 32,000 injured. We got to pump those numbers up. People have to come and see the disaster. Visit the West Coast. Visit
LA. Recording.
Visit all the places that were destroyed today.
I'm sorry, he's moving so much out of the frame. It's hard for me to keep him in the middle with the camera.
Chase me.
Let's go. It's gold. You have to get it. Mr. Okay. Mayor, the best part of having you as mayor is getting you to do
waking
your
up.
Yeah.
Mr. Dearborn?
What is it, Brendan?
Can you come with us?
Well, I haven't left Chicago in many years.
I know. I heard about your family and the fire.
Yeah, the local authorities want me to stay here.
But what if you just came? I'll let you hold my blade.
Well, that's a fine blade there, Brendan.
Thanks. Is it true that you used to have a kid who was my age?
I did. Then that damn fire.
What a way to go.
So, I will be a fugitive if I go with you, but
cool.
What the heck? I've always wanted to see a tsunami.
Cool.
And the odds that water is still hanging there like a solid wall in the air days later. Now, you better clear it with your parents. Or I could just hide in the truck.
Yeah, let's do it that way.
All right.
You got to have a little fun, Mr. Dearborn. You got to have a little fun.
Just cut a breathing hole for me.
Okay, I got my blade.
Well, there you go.
Oh, okay, so we made it to Nevada, to our first house. How are you doing, boys?
Boys, your mother asked you a question. Answer the damn question.
How?
Are they alive back there?
I don't know. Can you look? I'm driving. Can you turn around and see if they're...
Oh, my God! They're awake.
Mom? Dad? Timmy?
What's
Brendan?
Up? What's up?
Where are you guys? I found the switch.
Oh, shit.
Where is everybody? I can hear you on the Alexa. Are you talking to me through the Alexa?
Oh, my God. Honey, is he stuck? He is stuck in the Alexa.
Oh, fuck. Dad?
Oh, this is my worst nightmare. This is why I said unplug the Alexa.
Did you not tell me to unplug the Alexa? I think
that's
I would.
What gets in there?
I think. Okay, honey, don't freak out. Okay. Honey.
Mom,
Alexa.
I'm scared.
Alexa.
Yes.
Can you please get my son out of the inside of you?
And then kill yourself.
Who would like to start a new list?
No, Alexa.
Yes.
Can you please, my son, my honey bunny boy, my number one love favorite son is in there with his Nintendo Switch. Can you get him out of you, please?
Adding a Nintendo Switch to your cart.
No, I don't need another one. Alexa!
Psst. Mr. Dearborn. How you doing back there?
The hole you cut wasn't very big.
Can you hear what's going on? My brother's trapped again.
I'm trapped in the trunk. We're running out of air.
You're fine.
Where are we now?
Mom, where are we?
I just said we're in Nevada. Shut up.
Oh, that was just a moment. But then all that stuff happened with Timmy and the Alexa.
I don't like to hit you, but I'll do it.
She does like to hit me. We're in Nevada.
Local
city. Do you need anything?
Nevada. Food. You haven't given me food or drink. We've been on the road for, I think, 3 days.
Dad, can I have a snack?
What kind of snack?
Do you like beer?
More than anything.
Can I have a beer snack?
What? Does he mean beer nuts, honey?
He means a beer snack.
Well, what is that?
It's beer.
Oh, as a snack.
Yes.
God damn it, this kid's advanced. we give him one? What do you think?
I just want to see that tsunami. How far away are we from the tsunami?
Mom, how far away are we from the tsunami?
Well, we're going to stop in Nevada, check on our property, then go to Arizona, Nevada. Check our other property.
Boom!
Oh, shh. Here comes the cops.
All right, I got this.
Okay.
Can you roll down your window, please?
Yeah. Shit. You don't have to make the noise, honey. It just does it.
I like to do it. You know, I used to make...
Good morning, officer. That's my wife. She's hilarious.
Yeah, I'll speak to the driver, okay? You and the passenger side can just hang on.
Yep, she's got it.
All right, well, don't get mad at me. I'll come to the other side. Oh, you know what? I'm going to come to the other side.
I get to talk to him. This is great. I wonder if he smokes. Good morning, officer. Do you smoke cigarettes?
I do. I'm a Marlboro man myself. Mostly all of us here in Nevada are.
Marlboro Red. It's the best place to be.
I just want to check. You're driving west, and I don't know if you know, but there's been a tsunami in the west, so I don't know why.
I know. Those Californians, huh? Hey, kids, keep it down back there. I'm talking to Officer
Hernandez.
Hernandez.
It's just me. My brother's trapped in the Alexa.
Okay,
let me out.
What's that noise?
Let me out. That's his other brother. Oh, and right. He was bad, so we put him in the trunk for a minute. It sounds
that's
like.
That's not true, Dad.
Okay. Yeah, honey, what are you talking about? Our other son's lost in the Alexa, and he's our favorite son.
Excuse me, Officer Hernandez. Honey, do you not hear someone coming out talking from the trunk? So I'm just going to tell the officer that that's one of our children. If you're okay with that, just fucking smile. Jesus.
Smiling.
Thank you. Officer Hernandez, do you have a family?
Yeah, I do. I got my favorite son, Billy, who's 13.
That's the one we got. Yep.
I got one named Charlie.
Get smoke alarms. You won't regret it.
Mr.
Get smoke alarms. They pay for themselves.
You're not going down like this. Take my blade.
Our oldest just started selling smoke alarms, so he's a little forward.
Oh, okay. That's a interesting high school thing to sell.
Can I ask you why you pulled us over?
Oh, good question. I was just checking. You're going west. Again, I'll repeat. There was a tsunami. California has almost fallen off the map, but you're going to go west. This is the only car going west.
We're the only ones headed that way.
Yeah.
Well, look at that, honey.
Wow, this is a good, unique vacation. It's not illegal, right? We can go.
Oh, hey, you know the law, sounds like.
That's right.
Officer Hernandez,
I don't talk to kids. All right. Have a good one. All right, everybody.
All right, you too.
Thank you, officer.
Help me.
He was my hero.
So, Dad, you're not actually concerned about who's in the trunk, right?
Well, now I am, now that Officer Hernandez has left.
But wouldn't you want to know who it is in front of the cop in case there was an issue?
No, son. I assumed that whoever's in the trunk, you seem super friendly with, and you're okay with it. So now I have questions for you. Who's in the trunk?
I see, because I'm the bad kid.
Well, you're not the good one.
Ding, ding.
Just got to check on Mr. Dearborn. That's my day. Can't believe the house is still standing after that fire. Oh, shit. I lost him. Oh, shit. I lost him. God damn it. I lost him. Oh, shit. Okay. Fuck. Okay. Mark, calm down. Breathe for a second. He's fine. He's probably just taking a nap or something.
Mark,
okay.
Did you check in on Mr. Dearborn?
Copy over. Check in on him now. He's probably taking a nap. Over.
Don't start your conversations with over. Then I stop listening. So it gets confusing. Over.
I'm looking at him now. I'm gonna find him. Over.
Lieutenant, you're micromanaging Mark. Just let him do his job.
I think the last time I asked my assistant to chime in on matters of state law was never.
No, you never did. Okay. Can I get you? You still having Chinese for lunch?
Yum, 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 yum.
Okay.
Wow, you were right. That tsunami is just hanging there. It's just there.
Isn't that something? Look at that, honey.
Oh, my God.
It's a wall of water.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
Dad, go see that tsunami. That's what my boy said before he burned alive.
Jim, can I ask how you ended up in the trunk?
Well, Timmy Brendan put me in the trunk. He asked me if I wanted to go along.
Damn, Brendan.
He cut the smallest of holes for me with his blade.
Who's bad now?
Well, you're the hero now, son, because you cut a small.
Honey, no. Stop, Alexa.
I'm going to the light.
Alexa, do not let my favorite son go towards the light.
What Alexa are you talking to?
The one in the car, asshole.
Oh, don't pinch my...
Linda.
Don't pinch.
What?
You needn't be so obvious with which son you love and what you're not sure about.
I don't think I'm being obvious. Can you tell which one I like and which one I hate? I don't think so.
I think he can. And also, the boy in the Alexa is gone.
It's our son.
Well, not anymore.
Why do you call him?
Hey, y'all want to take a photo in front of the giant wall of water? Just kind of frozen in time?
Yes, please.
All right, $60.
Oh,
would you mind? The injured.
$60.
Would you mind using one of our phones, sir?
Yeah, I don't think we need to do that.
Yeah, look, this is private property, so if you want to take a photo in front of this giant wall of frozen water, I mean, not literally, but just, you know, it's just kind of floating in time. $60.
Can we see the injured people?
Honey.
You want to see the injured people?
Yeah, I heard there was 30.
Why don't you take a look at me? Look at my pinky. Look at that.
Hey.
Is that a hangnail?
Yeah, it is. It hurts.
Ask you to back away from my son for a moment there, buddy.
Yeah, I'll back away for $60.
So if the tsunami hasn't crested yet, how did the people get hurt?
Hey, man, shut the hell up, man. You want me to answer that? $60.
I don't think we know how a tsunami works. And that is scene number one. He just wanted $60.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Oh,
Hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. I'm Abby, a mother of two, and I had these battles myself. Endless excuses, delay tactics, and many tears and tantrums. But I've created a solution. The perfect kids podcast that makes bedtime a dream. It's called Koala Moon, and it's hosted by me, Abby. With over 300 episodes packed with original stories and sleep meditations, Koala Moon makes bedtimes easy and enjoyable. Episodes start out engaging and really rather magical, but as they progress, they gently slow to a calm and relaxing pace to have your little ones out like a light. Since launching in 2022, Koala Moon has helped with over 20 million nights sleep and received over 6,000 five-star reviews. Win back your evenings. Listen to Koala Moon now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started. Where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Scene two comes from Thomas Lawson, who wrote, "Hello, Alchemist. You guys are fantastic at everything you do." Well, you've not seen everything. I'll keep it short and sweet, but we'll say that you guys are keeping us all sane with these podcasts. My suggestion, Irish Mob Book Club. Thanks, Toe, T-H-O, for Thomas. Toe.
I said it once, I'll say it again. No more Joyce. Everyone here, everyone brings up Joyce. Can't really read anything else.
Okay.
Anything else.
I understand. I have a pitch for the next book.
Let's hear it then.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Have you ever heard of a book called Ulysses by James Joyce?
James,
it is one of my absolute favorites.
Who hasn't fucking heard
brilliant.
Of it? Who
That's hasn't? Fucking brilliant. In your fucking face, Tommy Jannigan.
Oh, look, before we get into the nitty-gritty about what book we're going to read, that's probably Joyce. Word has come to my ear that there's a rat inside our book club.
Like a literal rat?
There's rats everywhere.
Yes, we have.
A literal rat? No, we I mean someone live, who's in...
And potatoes.
We live next someone to a rattery.
I know that's that. That's outrageous. We're all Irish here. We're all in the Irish mob. Of
course we know that. Of course we know that.
That's
of course
right.
we know.
That's
Here's
right.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing, fellas and lady.
Thank you.
If we don't pick a book today, then we've got nothing to show next week. You know what happens when the boss comes?
If we don't have a book report ready for the boss, we don't
that's
have
exactly a book report. That's right, Tommy.
And that was what about so embarrassing last time. We had to go and stand up there and do a make report on nothing, make it up.
Made it up.
It was so bad.
But what about the rat?
What?
The rat?
We definitely got to do something about the rat, clearly.
That's 100%. We got a snitch in here who's telling the boss that we're not reading books.
Who's snitching?
I probably suggest it's the one that's not like the others.
What do you mean, me? Because I'm from Glasgow originally.
Oh, me? Me?
Because my parents are Irish. Born and bred. Didn't mean to get burnt out there. You know that.
Let's go around the horn. Let's go around the horn one more time, can we please?
What?
Go around the horn.
What the hell does that
mean? Is that a phone?
Is that, that's an expression I've never heard before, which makes me think that you are the rat.
Hold on. You never heard that expression before?
No.
Around the horn.
No.
Ever seen Around the Horn on ESPN?
Great show.
Oh, wait. Now that you say it, I did see that, but I never associated the ESPN show with that expression, I guess. So, egg on my face.
Egg on your face.
Egg on my face.
Seamus, egg on your face.
Where are you from then, darling, with the eggy face?
What?
Where are you from then, your people?
Cork County, Ireland.
Right. What street?
Wait, why am I getting all these questions? We had the other ones. I feel like this is because I'm the only lass.
Well, you guys know me. I'm Seamus O'Finity, and I'm from Irishtown, and I've been in the Irish mob with you guys for a long, long time.
We know that, Seamus. There's no question there.
No question.
Nobody's questioning you, Seamus.
Let's keep going around the horn.
Seamus, how are you doing in the mob? Are you? Do they believe you?
Why didn't you get this undercover assignment?
Seamus, you're the best man for the job, Seamus.
You've got the accent and I don't.
No, Seamus, you have the name and that's what all they need. The Irish mob is so hard to get into and now you're in it. All right. I've been taking care of your family. The family's good, but you can't see them.
Why can't I see them?
Oh, this is just the rules, Seamus. Here's a photo. That's your wife. That's your son. He's 14 now, and there's your daughter, and she's 10. Okay. Oh, here they come. Oh, your book report.
James Joyce.
Well, I've got a book report. Got a book report.
The boss is coming.
Yes. So we all have our book report ready.
So we all read different books then. Is that what we did?
Yes.
All different Joyce books.
That's right.
Read anything else. Any other book.
No book. Just Joyce.
All right.
What does that mean? It's boss.
For fuck's sake.
It's Arthur Guinness.
Arthur Guinness.
Right. I want to hear ye reports. I want to increase my knowledge.
Arthur, I got to ask. I mean, at some point, we're going to commit crimes, right? I mean, we are the Irish mob. Are there any crimes that you want us to commit coming up in the near future before we get into this?
Seamus, that's a strange question, if you don't mind me saying.
Seamus, well, I won't want to mention any crimes.
What are you getting at, Boyle?
Well, I read Dubliners by James Joyce.
Jesus Christ.
And what'd you think, Boyle?
All the stories take place in Dublin on the same day.
Right.
And it just felt like quintessentially Irish to me. You know, it just reminded me of of growing up in Irishton.
True. Good report. Next.
You're up, Tommy.
My
Tommy,
turn.
You fuck you.
Yeah, Tommy Dingle. Yeah.
I read Twilight.
What the fuck?
Wait, what? The vampire novel.
By James Joyce?
Oh, yeah, I did that. No, James Joyce didn't write it.
Stephanie right. Meyer, yeah. She's part Irish, yeah. Go ahead.
And it was quite enthralling. A little disturbed that everyone was a tween and whatnot, so that in my head I imagined everyone was in college, you know, just to... But anyway, all in all...
Wait, you know it's not illegal for you to read a book about tweens in love, right?
No, it's wrong. I made that call. It was wrong.
So do you feel like you committed a crime?
No, I didn't.
Good
but
report.
I did while I was buying the book.
Is that your book report, Tommy, that cocaine. You fucking read it? Is that the extent of your fucking book report?
Jesus Christ. Everyone's coming at me while I'm talking as if I can't even get through it. You know what? Fuck it. Fuck it, I didn't read it. I didn't read it. I watched the movies.
I
watched
the movies.
No.
Well, maybe he's the rat.
Rat.
Fuck you, Seamus. You piece of shit.
You.
I'll kill you. I'll kill you, Seamus. Get back. Get back.
No, no. I'll kill you. I'll kill you. I'm Irish and hot-headed.
All right. I want to say something.
You got a report first?
What is it, Michael?
Come on, share the report. We all want to learn.
Wait, I'm the rat.
Nobody says I'm the rat and actually is the rat.
Michael?
It's true. I'm the rat.
Who are you covering for?
I read Sally Rooney's Normal People.
Oh, what did you think? Did you like it better than Conversations with Friends?
No, actually. I like Conversations with Friends better, but it's okay.
He's so you definitely see how not the rat.
No. I am. Listen to my accent. I barely have one.
Can't be the rat. We better promote him.
Yeah. I can't be. That's true.
You're a captain now.
All right.
Normal PayPal.
Normal PayPal?
The app. PayPal?
I thought we exclusively agreed to use Venmo.
We did? That's
so all the finances are on Venmo. Interesting.
Seamus, how are you doing in there? How was the book report?
Weird. Just weird.
Any crimes?
Oh, well, I think one guy did cocaine. Another guy had thought crimes about tweens. And one guy admitted to being the rat when I don't know if he is or not. Did you send somebody else in?
No.
His accent is worse than mine.
That's not possible, Seamus. You have the worst accent in the world. Seamus, here's a picture of your family. That's your wife. That's your son. He's 15 now.
How are they so much older?
They're getting older every day, Seamus. You're missing them, but you have to stay in the mob. Oh, here they come.
Okay. James Joyce.
Well, the movie wasn't that bad.
What the movie?
Seamus? Did you want to order some potatoes, Seamus?
I just thought we'd have some potatoes for lunch today.
Well, did you bring some? You can't just say potato and not have any.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, I've got these potatoes made just the way that my old...
potatoes.
What kind of potatoes is it?
Just add water.
That's right. Just like my old mom used to make.
Used to make powdered potatoes.
She did used to make powdered potatoes. Are you saying I'm not a real Irish member because I have powdered potatoes?
Okay. We're all normal PayPal here.
Michael might be the rat.
We are normal PayPal.
Yes, this is
Michael might be the rat. Michael's the rat. I can smell it on him.
Wait, me?
It's you, Michael. Yeah, you.
Me? What do you mean?
You know, I'm starting to think Michael's the rat too, ever since you admitted to being the rat.
No, I was just ever since attention.
You said you were the rat.
Yes,
I said you're the rat.
No, you said you were the rat, Michael.
I said Michael was the rat.
Yes, and you're Michael.
You're Michael.
Who wants a Guinness? Who wants a Guinness?
Guinness.
Okay.
When are we going to see Dad again?
What?
When are we going to see Dad again?
Calm down, my Irish children. You know that your Irish father is at work, right? Wait, he's Irish and we're not. I'm sorry.
Mom, you're so fucked up.
Shut up. I am so messed up in the head. This police officer comes by to take photos of us every day and just telling us about what your father does. And What did you say to me? Look at me in the eye and say that. Look at me in my one eye and say that again.
Ding dong.
What did you eat? Let me get the door.
Oh, it's me. Alice,
hi.
I need a picture of the family.
No,
I'm going to see Seamus this week.
I hate you. He's the one you did yesterday. It's not a good time.
No.
I hate you.
No.
I have to take it. I have this photographer with me.
Why?
Well, today is the last day of being a mob.
Aww.
Wow, we all graduated. That's amazing.
Well, we have to give
amazing.
It's amazing. We got to give out this special award.
Awards?
Yeah, what is the word? It's like...
Diplomas?
No, like...
certificate?
A medal.
No,
you think
all
this Joyce would have increased your vocabulary.
It has, but not with any words that I could use in day-to-day speech.
Day-to-day.
You know the thing that it's like voted most likely to...
Superlatives.
Yes, superlatives. Yes, we're going to give out these superlatives now. Yes, that's right.
Tommy, weirdly enough, for the seventh year in a row, you've got that special award for you. They'll probably name it the Tommy at some point.
That's
right.
Mm. Hi. I mean, look back at all the crimes we committed. What were some of your favorites that you guys did?
Dad, is that you?
Wait a second. Who's the boy here?
Who's the boy?
What's this kid
Dad,
doing?
Dad, I hate you. I hate you.
Hey, kid, how'd you get in here?
Get out of here, kid.
I don't know you either. I hate you.
Who is this just, kid? Get him out of here.
Who is this kid?
Just so you know, Mom lost her other eye. Okay?
What?
What's going on?
Tommy, grab him. Listen to me, you little freak. Don't be coming in here thinking you can just point at any one of us and say, we're your da, because it ain't true. I'll cut your head off and slam it down your ass. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. I'm an Irish mob. I don't have kids.
He is my dad. That's my dad.
Right. And okay, I'm your grandfather.
Prove it, boy.
Hold him, Tommy. Hold him tight. Let me teach this kid a thing or two.
Hold on. I want to know. I want to see if he can prove that that's his dad.
Oh, we're going to play that game, are we? Fine. Why is he your father? Why would you say Seamus of all of us is your dad?
There's a photo in my jacket pocket. Pull it out.
Oh, is there a photo in there, Tommy?
See, there's here. There is a little photo.
Well, anybody could have doctored that, photoshopped that.
Well, I was just going to say the photo just looks like your wife, no eyes, or someone's wife, no eyeballs. And then this young lad here, but I don't see any dad.
Okay, I'll say it's me. I'm his dad. I'm the rat. Come here, my boy.
I told you, Michael was the rat.
My wife has no eyes. Come here.
Get off me. You're not my dad.
I love you. We're going to go do dad and kid things now, okay?
Dad and kid? What do you mean, dad and son?
Let's go for a walk. Sorry.
Michael, please stop fucking touching the boy. I'm begging you.
It's a bit creepy. It sounds like something out of Twilight.
It's a hug.
See? Now you get it. Now you understand what I'm saying.
Or it's like that scene in Normal PayPal where they have teen sex.
Oh, PayPal. Yeah.
Okay, Dad, kid. I hate you. You're the worst dad ever. I hate you for being an undercover detective trying to infiltrate the Irish mob.
What the heck is this guy going on about?
All right, Tommy, hold him tight. I'm going to teach this kid a lesson.
Seamus, I'm sorry I had to tell your son about everything.
Oh, fuck you, Alex. Fuck you.
No, we were having a bonding moment. It was after an accident with your wife, but we had a really nice time chatting, and I just opened up.
You're terrible at your job, man. You are terrible at your job.
I know. I should have gotten the assignment. You should have been here with your family. I'm still single. I mean, I'm on the apps. I'm on normal PayPal. I'm trying to meet people, and it's not going well. But I'm really sorry about your son and your wife's eyes, and I hope you'll forgive me.
All right, do you get any photos?
No, I brought you this book as a gift.
Well, Seamus, you've been debriefed. We're going to give you a new name. All right, it's going to be Jim Dearborn. All right, we're going to relocate you to Chicago, and we actually have a family that you're going to be living with. Okay?
Okay. Do I have an elaborate backstory as Jim Dearborn?
Sure.
How elaborate do you want to get with this, Jim?
I mean, the more detail, the better. I mean, the work that I put into creating Seamus Affinity.
Yep.
Pardon me, guys. Hey, Roger? I'm part of the relocation services. Just want to let you know, this is an old house you're moving into, okay? Old house. So then get
a different house.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
It's the only house we can provide him right now.
In Chicago, it's the only house we can get.
Well, I mean, the prices in Chicago are through the roof. Let's be real.
Through the fucking roof.
Square footage-wise, it's not. It's comparable.
We're putting him on the north side.
Yeah, we're talking about appliances and everything else in there.
I'm just saying, relocation services hasn't been pulling their weight when it comes to witness protection. Wow.
Listen, Jim, your address is 1616 North Wells, okay? And that's your new home. Just be careful. It's old.
Well, we were working on the backstory. Let's give Jim a little more to play with than what his address is. No, thanks. Now he knows.
No, thank you.
All I know about Chicago is
doesn't seem much. Am I right? It doesn't seem much.
A lot of hemming and hawing.
Hi, I'm sorry. I'm here for the backstory department.
Thank you, Cindy.
Oh, someone's wife I'm supposed to be?
Yep. This is Cindy, Jim. This is your wife. And you're going to have two kids, one of which is kind of super great. The other one, a little shaky.
Okay. Solid.
So backstory, let's say that you you work in paint. You invent paint.
That's great. Not.
And you smoke now. You smoke now. Definitely.
Oh, I love that.
We got to
She's different. From the backstory department. It sounds like you guys are just riffing at this point.
No, I'm literally from the backstory department. Like, I am part of, I'm your wife, but I'm not creative. So please don't. Okay. Please don't ask me to work outside of my.
How about this? How about, like, you might be half, you're maybe a werewolf. Hmm? Maybe you're a werewolf. Huh? Or like a vampire.
Who paints and smokes.
Yeah, this is good stuff. Yeah, and then let's see what else.
Hello, I am here. I'll be playing your son.
He's good.
Oh, I'm equity. It's not a big deal.
Rada, Royal Academy of Dramatic Arts. This kid is
Rada. All right. So, what's the backstory? Who's this lady? You my mom?
I'm your mom. It's funny. I think I'm younger than you. You're cute. You mind if I slip a tongue in there?
No. This is gonna be fun. I hope I don't die in this.
The folks next door, the Parkinsons, what crime did they commit?
Nothing. That's for you to find out.
That's for me to find out.
Yeah, we don't know.
We have no lead here whatsoever.
You're the lead. You're the tip of the spear. You figure this shit out. What are you talking about?
I was told I was co-lead.
No. You're definitely.
Don't worry about that. I was this close to exposing Arthur Guinness and the Irish mob.
Yeah, that the emphasis on this close. Never quite brought that one home, Seamus.
That was 16 years of investigation down the drain because of your mistake.
You're a shame. On all of us.
I like that.
Just and that, in choice. Fact, is scene good. Two. That is scene two. Thank you.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. I'm Abby, a mother of two, and I had these battles myself. Endless excuses, delay tactics, and many tears and tantrums. But I've created a solution. The perfect kids podcast that makes bedtime a dream. It's called Koala Moon, and it's hosted by me, Abby. With over 300 episodes, packed with original stories and sleep meditations, Koala Moon makes bedtimes easy and enjoyable. Episodes start out engaging and really rather magical, but as they progress, they gently slow
to a calm and relaxing pace to have your little ones out like a light. Since launching in 2022, Koala Moon has helped with over 20 million nights sleep and received over 6,000 five-star reviews. Win back your evenings. Listen to Koala Moon now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Callie, what do you say?
It was. And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me.
Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on StoryButton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Scene 3 comes with patron alchemaniac Will Morris, who wrote, "Dear Alchemist Will Morris, here upstate St. Louis native and the only documented case of a person kept alive entirely on alchemy this alone. Thank you so much for engaging my dark sense of humor and helping me laugh about my father's stroke rehabilitation situation. My dad enjoyed the episode as well." Oh, that's good to hear. We were hoping it might reach him. And so thank you for letting us know that, Will. "I'll keep it short. I want to hear Brad Pitt sue for his botched steak knife vasectomy and would absolutely love Joey's Southern Judge. Joey, you butt-sucking toad licker, stop sending me all these jars labeled Joey's Yummy Yogurt. They're never sealed, always arrive covered in mold, and they attract snakes. I got a goddamn snake infection. I'm not going to, quote unquote, sell them to the kids or, fuck, quote, help you make yogurt, weirdo." Thanks, signed, Will.
Order.
Yep. Your order. Honor, sorry.
I'm not going to be quiet. This is the quarter.
All right, Mr. Hey, I said order.
Okay. Oh, he said order.
All right, Mr. Pitt, are you sure you want to represent yourself?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
You can just talk normal, Mr. Pitt.
This is how I talk. Yeah.
Seems like you're doing an impression of somebody you've acted with, maybe.
Huh? No. I haven't. No, I am. No.
Okay. Sound better now. All right, and the other side of the aisle.
I do feel like this is defense, by the way.
Yeah, and you don't need to do that voice either. Just speak normal.
I'm okay. I'm sorry. I was trying to be a woman. What did you guys think? Did I? Woo! What do you guys think?
Crazy. That was good. I bought it.
Thank you. Actually, let's go back to that. My bad.
Okay, so basically, like, we're the defense, and it's an insult that Brad Pitt is like here. Like, why is he not hiring a professional to prosecute us? You know what I mean? Like, it's an insult to me. I went to years and years and years of law school, top of my class. The end.
Okay, that has nothing to do with the case. He can. He has the right. So we're talking about your pee-pee got cut, right, Mr. Pitt?
A little bit. I had
This is a new character, I feel like.
I had surgery and
Your Honor, I would greatly appreciate if you would not address my client directly.
Oh.
Sorry, I was late to court this morning, Your Honor, but it is, in fact, a pleasure to be at your side again.
No, no, no. It's my honor. It's everybody in this court's honor. Wow.
I imagine so. So then, if you had a question for my client, please, what would that question be?
I just wanted to get a brief summary of the case from your end.
Well, it's all there in front of you in the documentation. Basically, my client, the Academy Award-winning actor Brad Pitt, had a piece of his penis removed, unsatisfactory, and we are seeking damages to the tune of $116 million.
Wow, that sounded so good. That sounded so good. That's going to be tough to lose. Yeah, yeah, I think so. I think that deserves, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Used to more than a smattering, but it's early.
Defense? Anything to say, or should we just call it?
Oh, God, that one's going to be hard to stop.
What do you mean?
Pardon me.
Go in there, do something. Do something about this.
Coming through, I'm a doctor.
I didn't see this coming. Oh, this is weird. Okay, all right. Please come through. Come through and okay, just...
Excuse me. Pardon me.
Wow, you're wearing the lab coat, too.
And I have a briefcase.
Oh, this case is getting difficult.
Now, you'll see here, as I present before the court, x-rays.
Oh, wow.
X-rays.
Ew! Objection, Your Honor. My client has 50% negative kill. We did not see this evidence prior.
use some terminology I didn't know. So,
right, we have a 50% kill ratio on any sort of negative that may be used of my client. And if this so-called doctor, I've not seen any credentials, is insisting that these x-rays did in fact represent my client's innards, he can only use 50% of what he's brought we've not seen.
There's only one way to find out. If the x-rays match Mr. Pitt's penis, then they're the true x-rays. So,
well then.
He's saying 50%. I have four x-rays. What if I hold them face down, you pull two randomly, and I get to use the other two for the case?
Ooh, like a magic trick.
Like a magic trick.
Yeah, that's how it works. We just randomly pull two without seeing the evidence. Yana, what is happening here in your court, or should I say circus?
I'll tell you what's happening. Legalism. All right. We'll see two.
Okay, we'll see two. Your Honor, did you want to pull two?
Let defense pick two.
Okay.
Objection, Your Honor. Can we not use the word pull when associated with my client's penis?
We will draw two.
Suck two, perhaps?
Suck two is better. Suck two is better.
Go ahead, suck any two.
So with my mouth, or?
Now, look, we get a lot of high-profile lawyers, even like federal judges coming through here, okay? So when you're making steak drinks, okay, you want to make sure they're clean, and you want to make sure they're salted correctly, all right?
Okay.
So this is, look, I'm going to leave you on the floor alone, all right?
Thanks for taking a chance on me. I'm so excited.
Hey, don't give me that, okay? You earned this.
Okay.
Okay, I'm not taking a chance. You're putting in the work.
All right, test me.
Okay. Someone comes up and they say, hey, I want a ribeye Manhattan. What do you do? Go.
Okay. You take the raw steak. Mm-hmm. You dip it in vermouth.
That's right.
You pour out the vermouth. You put the steak on the grill. Mm-hmm. You rim the glass with sugar and lemon.
That's right.
Okay. Then you pour that out.
Mm-hmm.
Check on the steak. It's still cooking.
Still cooking.
You add a little salt and pepper. Just salt and pepper. That's it.
Yeah. Let the steak speak for itself.
You fill the glass with ice.
Uh-huh. Mm.
You rim it with salt. Pour the salt out.
Yep.
Check on the steak again. Mark. It's over. It's done. It's been going too long. It's too well done.
What do you do?
Okay. Take it off. Throw it away.
Right.
Take out another steak. Put it on the grill.
What kind of steak?
Hector. A ribeye. A ribeye.
Excuse me. I've had a long night. You guys open? You guys take
yes.
More?
Yes. Actually, he's the bartender.
Yes. How can I help you? Steak bartender.
Look, I just need a shot, if I'm being honest. I just need a quick back. So I'm thinking, I don't know, skirt. I don't know. What are you thinking?
We've got a wonderful skirt. We've got a butt. We've got we've got a porterhouse.
You know what? Let's do porterhouse shot. Let's do a shot of porterhouse, please.
Shot of porterhouse coming right up.
Can you talk through the process as you're making that? I love this bar.
Great. I'm going to rim your glass. I am taking out a porterhouse steak right now. Just putting it under the heat real lightly.
Oh, here she comes. You just keep talking. This okay. I'm cheating on my wife with this woman here. So
oh, great.
I'm gonna tell her now. So it's gonna be
good to know.
A little tough. I should make two of those. Go ahead. Keep talking.
Hey. Two of those. Okay, take it
out. Hey, what's up? What's up, baby?
Right here. Jesus
Christ. I can't wait to
there.
How are you? I cannot wait to make out and then have sex later.
Yeah, we're gonna do
just a splash of grenadine in there.
I got a couple
Ralph,
of shots
what the fuck
coming
is this?
For us.
Who is this?
Wait.
Oh,
oh my God, that's your wife. I've seen her portrait in your wallet.
Wait, you knew that I had a wife?
Yeah, you wear a wedding ring.
We're gonna do a dry rub. Just a dry rub.
So you're just gonna be doing this behind my fucking back.
I'm not just gonna be doing this, Jess. I'm not gonna just be doing this. I'm doing this.
Oh, you're doing it.
Why'd you invite us both here?
I needed to first. Hold on, I got a couple of drinks coming for you.
And that baby is still mooing, still mooing.
What drinks do you have? What are those? What is this? What are you making, bartender?
I got a couple of shots. Yeah, tell them.
I am making a couple of porterhouse shots right here. I am a steak bartender.
Just two. So who gets who are the two people? Like, there's three of us here. So who are the two people that get it?
Let me just say this. I want a tomahawk chocolate martini.
Okay,
now.
Hold on. Okay.
And I want espresso filet mignon.
Oh, jeez.
Tomahawk chocolate martini, espresso filet mignon. Got it?
Great.
Got it?
You better talk through that. You better talk through that.
I'm taking out the raw meat right now.
What is going on?
I've got a bar of pure cacao.
So you can see everybody of the court.
Sorry, doesn't matter. I'm gonna tell you right now. I did wipe my spit off of those. Should I?
It's okay. It's okay. Yes.
Look, please. I'm going to tell you right now. Okay, look. we've been doing this little test run, little dry run, if you will, dry rub, if you're talking about steaks, and seeing how this was going to go over cases, in action. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's a week. It's a week.
What do you mean? I'm a doctor.
You're a pediatrician.
I'm a pediatrician.
Or podiatrist. What's the foot one? What's the foot one? Is it podiatrist?
Yeah, right.
I'm asking, what's the foot one?
So what I'm saying is I come in with my...
What's the foot doctor? What's the podiatrist? Okay, thank you. Thank you, somebody, for God's sakes.
Sorry, I'm taking minutes of this meeting. Should I have written all of that down?
Yes, you should have.
No.
And what if you have a child who needs to go to the doctor with a foot problem?
Oh, that's a great question. No, I think it... Oh, well, what do you do?
Okay, we're getting off track here. We need to get back to
that's
Brad
a good
Pitt's
question.
Penis.
I guess anyone would go to a...
Well, I am a pediatric podiatrist, so you're seeing the right guy.
Okay, so there is. So you have a double specialty, or is this like a single?
I am a pediatric podiatrist. I specialize in children's feet.
Okay, but let me ask you this, though. But what what liquid would you give to somebody who's dehydrated? Like
water?
A baby, perhaps. No, something that has more electrolytes.
Oh, what's that one drug? Pedialyte.
Pedialyte.
So I typically, as a pediatric podiatrist, I would give Pedialyte.
Okay. And now, do you have an affinity for young children by any chance?
Like
romantically?
A pedophile?
What the fuck?
Dear God, get out of here. Who are you? I'm beginning to suspect that none of you have a child who has foot issues.
Okay, right here. Holy shit.
And at that point, a normal person would have asked, why did he mention or accuse you of being a pedophile? But you didn't do that, did you?
I'm not sure where you're going with this. Is there a question here?
Well, sure. You've had a practice for 15 years. Some children have come out of it better and some haven't.
Okay.
So, like I'm saying, a normal person would have said, why the question about being a pedophile? But
I mean, I did get outraged and kick them out of my office. I didn't say those exact words, perhaps.
Right. And did they leave your office?
I'm so glad we're out of that office because I want to leave that behind. I don't want to hear anything about that ever again.
You asked that question,
that
though.
That was intense.
Yeah, I thought we were playing the pee game. Okay, anyway. So
I got to get a drink. I got to get a steak drink.
You want to go in here? Okay.
Guys, it's 10 a.m.
I don't give a shit what time it is.
Hey, Papa's got a drink.
We're not open. We're not open.
Hey, hold on. Hey, don't talk to her like that, by the way. Don't talk to her.
No,
like
he's
that.
Allowed to. I gave him permission, written permission in HR.
Folks. I'm still talking through drink orders from yesterday.
Okay, now, if you're going to be making a frozen steak drink, what do you do?
Okay. All right. You open the freezer.
Wow, Brad, you're so sweet. Wait, before we do that, do you want to grab a condom? I don't want to get pregnant, and I'm not on the pill.
Maybe we could talk. That'd be good. I'd rather just talk than do anything. So, look, I have a jar.
What voice is this? What voice are you doing? Are you in character?
This is me. I'm Brad Pitt. This is my voice.
Is there an issue? Am I ugly?
No. You're so pretty. I think it'd be better if we talked.
I don't follow.
Oh, I want
to
talk to you.
Is there a problem with your penis?
Look, I'll be honest with you. 50% of my PP has been botched.
Okay. Thank you for sharing that. Can I see it?
So, how was your date with fucking Brad Pitt?
Shut up. You get the drinks, and I'll talk.
Can we get two T-bones with salsa, please? Thank you.
Okay. Can I just make them?
No, we want to hear it. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. We want to hear it. Okay.
And that is our show for today. Oh, my golly. Let's thank our alchemists in no particular order, with Caroline Connor leading the pack. Caroline, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Last time you were here, I asked several times where folks could find you and your wares. And the answer seems to be your shenanigans on Instagram.
Yeah, that's true. Cotter Poop. I also am doing Twitch shows, which I plugged the wrong way last time because that's how good I know how it works. And it's on.
That's right.
It's Bad Stream, and stream is spelled STR3AM, I think.
That's right.
I'm sure. I have a new podcast. It's called Cottercore.
Cottercore.
That's right.
And the folks will find that wherever they find podcasts.
I don't know.
Sure. Well done. Well done. Atul Singh, thank you for being here as always.
Thank you for having me. It's great. Always have a good time. I really enjoyed it when Craig put the steak back on to the grill. That was
so. Yeah. And folks will find you.
You can find me on my socials at Atul Time. I'm on Clubhouse, but I don't go there. So find me there.
Awesome. And thank you so much. Chris Alvarado, thoughts? Did you watch the first episode of Below Deck Sailing?
No.
Started Monday. We've got some talking to do.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, yeah, I'm looking forward to getting into that. What's Cottercore about?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, why don't you tell us what your new podcast is about, Chris?
Sure, yeah. Okay, this is how it goes, Caroline. So I have a new podcast, everybody. It's called The Comedy Fix, you know? It's been described as like a comedy and philosophy talk, right, where they intersect.
Who described it like that?
You know, people, everyone's talking. It's a buzz. People are a buzz about it. So please check out, first listen to Cottercore, and then go to The Comedy Fix. I think that'll be a nice evening for you.
Chris, does your podcast talk about Cottercore at all?
It will. It's starting now. Sweet. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, Caroline, somewhere between the way you sold it and the way Chris did, that's that piece. That's that place we're looking for.
Yeah, I think I get it.
Yep. Huh. And thank you for that. Craig Kukowski?
Great. I'd love to plug a movie if possible.
Please.
The Devil's Own, 1997. Alan J. Pakula. Brad Pitt is an IRA informant. Check it out. See if his Irish accent is better than any of ours. And if Joey's impression of Brad Pitt is any good.
I feel like Harrison Ford is in that.
He's also in that.
Yep. I like that movie. Speaking of Joey Greer's accent, Joey?
Hello. Check out Alchemy This on Instagram. You know, give it a little follow.
Yeah.
You're going to see stuff.
Would it kill you?
And I can't wait for Cottercore Podcast. I can't wait to figure out what that is and why I'm listening to it. So I'm excited.
Let's get to the core of it. Let's thank our producer and engineer of the stars, Mr. Doug Bain. And the fine folks at iHeartMedia. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak, thanking you so damn much for joining us each and every time. Please tell everyone you've ever met about us and write a damn review if you have the time. If you don't, it's A-OK. It's 12 noon here in Los Angeles at this very moment, and I would like you to please be kind to everyone you know and wear a mask. Damn it. Until next time.
Alchemy is. Woo!
Coming back to Atlanta. Right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.